It's the go home Raw for tables, ladders, and chairs. Tag team titles on the line. A demon looks angry and Halloweeny. Enzo has friends and a fifth member for the main event this Sunday. It's Hellfire and Brimstone right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Where's the explosion?
I don't know.
There's supposed to be an earth-shattering explosion.
Look beneath.
From beneath it devours.
What the hell?
Okay, I got it. Yeah. It is the Go Home Raw for TLC, and this is the after show on AfterBuzz TV. We come to you from Los Angeles, California, while Raw was in Portland. Welcome, everybody. Let's get right into it. Full squad in the house tonight. Johnny LaQuasto with you at Jay Quasto on all the social medias. The lovely lady next to me, you see her on Screen Junkies News. You see her on Marvel Movie News every single week. Find her everywhere at Markeia McCarty, and I'm sure she has a cool Halloween name on Twitter right now. What's it called?
I do. It's Morbid McCarty.
She's Markeia Morbid McCarty.
Yeah, no, that's completely me. So, the go home, y'all. I think we've got some mixed reviews on this one, but I...
Jay is trying to hold in laughter right
I
now.
Know.
All right, moving on. He is a former Hollywood Heritage Champion of Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. He's wrestled all over the globe, including for various WWE shows. You find him everywhere at True Hobo. He's the boxcar superstar. He's the hobo.
Yep, that's right. And it's another go home Raw. Every freaking week it's a go home. I swear to God.
There's a lot going on.
It's like Groundhog Day. It never ends.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah. Are you repeating your Raw before TLC?
Yeah, it's this day over and over again, and it doesn't end. And if I start acting weird, it's because I've been here before.
If someone shows up and their name is Ned Ryerson, just punch him in the face.
Oh, yeah. No, that's step one. And then watch the first step, because it's a doozy.
It's a doozy.
Oh, there we go.
And next to him, he's a friend of the show. He's a friend of the compadres. He's a friend in life. Very funny comedian, professional wrestler of 16 years. And also, he's all over different internet shows. He's the host of the Trusty Sidekick podcast. And he's a Chicago native. And I believe he's not happy that the Cubs are down two games tonight.
You got to be bringing up stuff. Oh, actually, I don't really care, quite frankly. I'm a Southsider. So, hey, they lose,
hey,
they lose.
Whatever. Follow him at Mr. J. Washington. He is J. Washington.
What's happening, man? I'm glad to be back. And I just have to hold my laughter and tears and pain and exhaustion from what I just watched from this Go Home Raw. Like,
we've been inoculated pretty well, but you're still not.
It's a virus that will seem to get me and infect me. Like,
select the shingles.
Oh my God!
Look,
this is like the Hanta virus.
There were good moments.
We could
say the Miz shined to no extent.
Yo, I Big never time. Thought I would say the Miz was the saving grace of a 3-hour show.
But he was.
He was.
He's the linchpin of this show. If it weren't for him, the whole thing would have fallen apart.
Which it probably should have. But God bless Mike Mizanin. Okay, Michael Mizanin saved the show. He can't even be the Miz. He has to be called by his full government name. Name his mama called him Michael Mizanin. We appreciate you. But
yeah.
There was just so much that happened. There are good things and bad things. So,
but the bad things, they hurt us physically and emotionally. They cause us trauma.
Yes.
Because we feel such deep love that when we get hurt, we feel betrayed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
It's betrayal.
I feel
betrayal.
Like you've got to give a speech at my preacher, Pat.
I don't have the threads for it.
The
right
State
about
of
now.
The Union from the Boxcar Superstar. Well, let's get into it. Raw starts off very strong. Kurt Angle in the ring. He talks about TLC, but the Shield interrupts him immediately in their classic, flak jacket garb. They come down through the audience, and they do their entrance, and bam, they get on the mic, and Dean doesn't care that he invited a bunch of people to fight them this Sunday. He said, bring them all! And that's when The Bar, The Miz, Curtis Axel, Braun Strowman, they all hit the ramp. They want to fight. Angle stops them and says, no, we're going to have some stipulations tonight. First off, Roman versus Braun, steel cage match. Tag team titles also on the line. Everyone, get out of my office! That's kind of what happened, Marquis.
Yeah. I enjoyed seeing the shield come down from the... What was going on that side of the table right now?
I will say this. When seeing that, I never thought I would see the crowd erupt that much for Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't just him. It was everyone. Because we didn't just have the buckler. We had the shield.
Yeah,
that's true. So we had three out of three.
What I would have needed was one more thing. Just one little thing if I could have had it.
Yes?
Seth Rollins with a blonde streak in his hair.
that could be done by Sunday.
Give me that blonde streak and it'll be like, this is what...
All he would have had to do is go to Matt Hardy and have Matt Hardy lay hands on him. And it would have just transferred right into the flash of brilliance.
There you go.
Very much
either so. Either that or maybe Dean in the back. He's just messing with peroxide.
Shouts out to Dean Ambrose with the fresh haircut he had, too. He got a nice little haircut. It was all shaped up like Renee Young was like, baby, you can't go outside like this no more.
Well, Dean in general, I thought he was pretty strong he's Dean. When is he not?
I think he feels more invigorated being part of the Shield.
Agreed.
As being just regular Dean Ambrose. Like, this felt like more Dean Ambrose. Like, I'm happy, I'm good, I'm fired up. But when you get Dean Ambrose by himself, he's like, I got The Miz for 7 more matches in another 6 months, so let's just keep doing this.
Well, essentially, everything gets kind of just taken apart and said, you know, you have your matches tonight, get out, moving on. And so, yeah, the tag team title's on the line, and of course, steel cage match in the main event, Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman, and there's going to be some extra stipulations put on a little bit later on in the show. But first things first, let's get to Elias, Gallows, and Anderson. I actually think the Jason Jordan song had a beautiful ring to it.
Yes, Jason is a nerd. To the Kurt Angle beat.
Yeah.
It was very simple. It was like something that, what's his name from the Beatles would have come up?
Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney. It was a very simple beat.
It was easy, real
just. It was very simple.
Simple.
Well, Paul McCartney fans in the house tonight.
I like the fact, like seeing the club warm up their vocals and just hear Gallo and just squeal.
I knew he was going to do that.
You gotta warm up.
Yeah.
You can't go out there cold. It's wrestling, singing. You gotta warm up your instruments. Mm-hmm.
And then you get Anderson sitting doing the whole honky tonk man thing with Elias trying not to laugh the entire time.
Sure.
While he's playing the guitar.
And you knew he was going to do the nerd octave to warm up, too.
Yeah. Now you know. I like the is a nerd lyric. I did not like this tuning up thing at all. I was not on board. I was like, what are they doing?
They were just preparing you for the rest of the episode, Marquia.
I guess. I just expected them to pull out a jar and be like, Big E, remember us.
Yeah. I gotta say, though, whether you liked it or not, the audience loved it. Okay. Portland, Oregon, they were in it tonight.
They were
Portland,
good.
Portland, Oregon Portland is a weird city. Like, they're just naturally known for being weird.
Yeah. So, it's a very hipstery, voodoo. It's a fancy donut city. It's very weird.
Everybody in plaid shirts, plaid pants, no toe shoes.
They line up for donuts. That's weird.
I'm
wondering, is this one of the cities that has, like, a make-your-own-donut bar? Because I'm looking out for that.
They got the voodoo donut. And obviously, because you're talking bad about the voodoo donut, you ain't never had the voodoo donut.
No, I'm not talking bad.
I had it fresh from Portland, Oregon, and I got on myself over to the Universal Studios. They got one over there. All you have to do is hop on a bus, and you can be in Universal Studios yourself, getting yourself a hot and fresh voodoo donut.
I'm not saying anything bad about voodoo donuts. I just think it's blasphemy to wait in line for a damn donut. That's my only point.
Wait a minute. I just spent all the 2 minutes with a promo on a donut. Well, you ain't never had a goddamn... You never had a voodoo donut? What is wrong with you, sir? Get your lap together.
The main problem I have is, after my whole spiel, he still doesn't get it! It's a donut! Voodoo donut!
You're taking your raw anger out on me. You do realize this. I apologize.
I am projecting, and there's nothing wrong with that!
I'm sorry!
Especially with it being from Portland this week.
Yeah.
Man, what's a voodoo donut? Don't answer that. Let's continue.
Let's rein it in. They sing, they warm up, and then they face Jason Jordan, Titus O'Neil, and Apollo Crews, and Apollo hits the powerbomb on Carl Anderson for the win.
Can we get Jason Jordan some real gear?
Well,
I understand he was doing the Olympian thing with the shoes and when he had the singlets, and now they just gave him the short trunks. Do kick pads, do something. It just looks weird. And it was like, okay, they're trying so hard to figure out what to do with you without having to push that whole Kurt Angle pushes you to everything angle. They're trying not to do that, but that's going to probably be the only way you're going to get him fully over.
the weirdest part to me is he had the whole singlet. He had the whole deal, and then he switched to trunks. Like, you just came out. You're Kurt Angle's son.
Son, that's what you
and
stay
then
as.
You get further away from him.
Yeah.
That's a weird choice.
I actually wish they would have gave him Kurt's music, to be honest. Mm. Oh, yeah, that can be.
One of the phones is making a lot of noise. I'm not sure which one it is. It might be yours.
Well, it might be laptops, too.
Might be laptops.
Laptops, yeah.
Whatever. Let's keep going.
Don't trust your devices. People are listening.
I agree. They could have given him Kurt's music. He doesn't have it. I don't know what is happening right now.
See, I don't know. Nothing's near.
Nothing's near. See?
Oh, there we go.
Near.
Whatever. Whatever.
It was that one.
No, it's that one.
It was that one.
It's your massive tablet that you have on
first
top of
all,
your
yeah,
old.
Yeah, that's
no,
a huge
no, no,
phone.
Yeah. It's that old computer.
Yeah,
it's sucking so much energy, it's throwing off the audio.
Let me tell you about this one. Okay, this baby is a dinosaur, but it is reliable for recording podcasts. Don't talk about this. Can we talk about?
Look,
you got to hand crank it. Yeah, hand crank's reliable. That's like a Model T.
Yeah, it's like
it won't work until it don't anymore.
It's a car window before the electric ones. It's pretty sweet.
You don't keep, you know, if you're gonna donate to my PayPal, I'll get a new one eventually. If you're not, shut up and talk about the rest of this show.
I like that you're just doing PayPal and you're not like my Patreon. Yeah. It's like, no, my PayPal.
You don't donate to PayPal. Like, you pay people through PayPal.
PayPal.
You can send money directly to his PayPal account.
Directly to it. But no, it's with the whole Jason Jordan thing again. I feel like they should have done something more with this Kurt Angle angle that they have. You can't just say, he's his father. That's it. And you drop it. There's nothing that's come from it. You know, you don't have the Kurt pushing him to get anywhere, helping him win matches, anything like that. You just, it's Jason Jordan. He doesn't take the music. He doesn't take the old Team Angle singlets. Nothing. You got to do more than that. That's in my opinion.
To me, I think it's a slow burn. You're right, but I think we got to wait for longer. It's definitely something it's going to happen eventually. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be right away. Granted, I don't know what they're doing with his direction, but I think that's kind of the point, is you're not supposed to know.
Chat roll's killing me right now. Montserrat Geraldin says they wrote the U.S. Constitution with that laptop.
That's right.
And then AJ 0314 in capital letters, Kurt DePappy, with a reference from, I'm assuming, Bernie Mac in Life.
Life, yes it is.
Which kills me, one of my favorite movies.
I'm
DePappy.
And Titus O'Neil just trying to find his way. Like, Apollo Crews was like, I'm going to just stick with dude.
I love Titus Worldwide. I think that needs to get a resurgence, man.
Yeah, they need to just bring that back around. If they're going to put Jason Jordan on it, fine. Go ahead and do a build-up with it. Have
make
Kurt be against it. Have Jason be
stable.
For it.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, here's go ahead and do that.
Titus Worldwide's never had the opportunity to be successful yet. Like, Tozawa won the title for 2 days. And that was essentially it.
And then he was gone.
And it was we didn't talk about it. We didn't have a meeting. We didn't have anything. It was just like, that's over. It's over.
That was it. It was all this hype too behind it. I'm gonna help Tozawa get the cruiserweight title. It was hype for weeks and weeks and weeks. And then he won it, and it was like, all right, so what are we doing next?
Then he lost it. And he lost it. Well, I got you this far. Bye.
Bye. See you. You're done. You have fun.
See ya. Bye. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Confused. Pretty much, I guess there was some bad blood in the background. But something happened on 205 Live. We missed it. You know, it was a 30-second thing.
I think everybody
passing each
it.
Other in the hallway.
I do like the idea, though, of him joining Titus Worldwide and then Angle having a problem with it and there being friction there. That's actually something that could potentially be interesting.
Totally
completely. If they pull a trigger.
I'm glad I thought of it.
Yeah. You are amazing.
Yes.
Good job.
Round of applause, Marquia.
Yeah.
What is it? Morbid
Makate.
Yeah.
Gotta do it in that voice.
Every time you say it, here.
Meanwhile, Slay Washington sitting across from us.
Yes, I've decided to embark on the Halloween theme, ladies and gentlemen. Slay Washington.
Oh, I thought you were just slaying Queen. Slay!
What?
Oh,
the band?
No.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. John.
I don't know the band that well. I apologize.
it's a saying.
Oh.
It's like Slay Queen.
Yeah. Oh, got it. Okay. It's... got it. Yes. Okay. From.
Oh, Jesus. Can we go to
moving on.
From that thing.
From life.
Yeah. You got it, hobo. I didn't pick up on it. That's my fault. So, backstage, Emma doesn't care about Asuka. She started the revolution. She's number one. She's a social media superstar. Alexa Bliss agrees and said, you know what? Let's be tag team partners. Mickey body shame me, but call me a biscuit butt. And they agree. Let's be a tag team. There you go.
Fuck you.
It is.
They just need some... I guess they haven't figured out exactly what they're going to do with Alexa Bliss. They're like, all right, so are we going to bring you with Nia? No, because now we're going to bring up Asuka. We're about to get this title to go to her, possibly.
Yeah.
This is the second week in a row without Nia Jax.
Yeah, like, but Nia's going to do it. She was in New York Fashion Week. Nia's actually doing a bunch of other things. So they're pushing her on different levels. But I think it really seems like creative does not have an idea where they're going with certain things that are easy to do. Thank God this has not been the women's segments like it was in the past where every single woman was involved in something. Mm-hmm. You have, like, different angles now. Like, you have the Sasha Banks, Alicia Fox. Yeah. You have the Mickey Ollis. At one point, it was all six or seven every time. It was like, yo, we don't need this.
Hey, as long as they don't have females pouring milk on each other rubbing kitty litter in each other's faces over Fandango, I'm good. So, I know that's a low bar.
First of all, say the name right.
That happens.
Make sure you say his name
Fandango.
Right. Fandango.
So, moving on. Cruiserweights Cedric Alexander with the lumbar check on Jack Gallagher for the win. And I believe this is also going to be a tag match, I should say, this Sunday.
Shout out to the ring announcer who didn't know what the match was, what he called the winner.
Yeah, I called it as a tag
match. He called it as a tag match.
Which is fine. Yeah. Whatever. Hey, no one's perfect. It's live. What are you going to do? But, yes, so I think we have a tag team match this Sunday, I'm assuming on the pre-show, along with, it's going to be Sasha Banks and Alicia Fox, I think.
Sasha's got moved to a pre-show, boy.
Well, I think it's Alicia Fox is getting a little bit of a push. She's got a t-shirt now. She complained about having a t-shirt. Yeah, apparently Donica was telling me she's got a shirt that says crazy like a fox.
But she just That's complained great. Tonight That's that she...
It must be literally... brand new. Literally.
Like,
after they taped it tonight.
10 years? She's been in the company 10 years and finally having a shirt. That's a good thing.
That's a really good shirt. Crazy like a fox.
You about to get one, aren't you?
I like that.
She's going crazy.
I'm like, no, I like that. Because you know.
You are correct. Merchandise on the shop. You're right. Crazy like a fox. And then fox. it's a little...
That's a very sexy fox.
That's what he said, too. It makes you feel weird about animals. Like, he said that. Like, that was Donica. It made him feel weird about foxes.
It's kind of like Skinny Cow, where it's just like, what are they doing with that cow?
The hell is Skinny Cow?
What is this?
It's never mind.
The brand?
Yeah.
Oh, the food. Brand. I never saw a logo
like
for Skinny Cow.
When you see the cow, it's just like... It's a very sexy cow, and it's like, what are you doing with this cow? How am I supposed to feel about this cow? What's going on here?
Love the cow.
I don't know. I've had skinny
cow. That's kind of like with that fox.
Love the cow.
I've had a skinny cow ice cream sandwich.
It's for Midwesterners.
Yes. I'm not saying about the product. I'm saying about the logo, about, you know, how they present themselves.
Yeah. Maybe the cow cut out carbs. And
you got it. You know what? Look at the logo. Look at the logo.
I will do that
you.
Before the show's over. Trust me.
Grass.
So, yes, this Sunday that's going to happen. Cedric and Jack Gallagher also in a tag match with
Rich Swann.
Yep.
Rich Swann and Kendrick.
Kendrick, there we go.
Yeah.
Rich Swann, who needs a haircut as part of a gimmick or something, because he is really, they need
He's
something.
Always had that hair.
I know. I'm about tired of it. I'm just, look, it don't even be designed. It just stay the same. There's nobody's hair that should just have a stunted growth like that. Like, his hair don't never come out. It don't grow. That damn dread grows any longer. Like, it just stay packed. It looked like the inside
of
soap.
You really thought
too.
Because it looked like the inside of couch cushions. Like, that is no reason why. You go ahead.
Ms. TV, he says the Shield are a nostalgia act, but him and the bar and Braun Strowman, their family, he tries to add a fifth member because Dean Ambrose invited him to, and Kurt Angle says, no, sir, but I'll agree to a stipulation. If Roman wins the match tonight, Braun is out this Sunday. If Braun wins the match, you can add your fifth member. Bada boom. That means something weird's going
to
happen.
Shout out to Portland for the Curtis Axel chant.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
They were chanting for Curtis Axel.
But a quick rewind. Can I just say, Jack Gallagher had a fantastic, like, he sold that lumbar check.
Oh, yes, he did.
Oh my God.
He
bounced 4 feet into the air.
I was like,
what is there to sell? He got launched.
It was It was so sweet. Solid. I loved it. I love that he's like the king's hooligan now, and it's all working.
Well, Booker T said it best. There's a man who reminds me of that, William Regal. So he's being that young Regal now.
Gentleman Jack the Ripper, baby.
Yep.
He's mean, man. Like he's kicking the crap out of people.
Man, that headbutt is dangerous.
Yeah. Moving on, Sasha Banks and Alicia Fox. Really fun match here. It didn't last very long, only a couple of minutes. Banks' statement for the win, but then backstage afterwards, Sasha's getting into an interview, and right away Alicia attacks her. They go back and forth for a few seconds. Alicia gets the best of her, pushes a referee down, and I thought she was going to hit the other two referees. I wanted her to take all the referees out so bad.
Yeah, I did too.
I wanted her to go like warriors on that when you're fighting the cops. It's just like you go to town. It's a video game. Johnny.
Oh, I thought you meant the movie Warriors.
Sure. I can mean both.
Okay. Yeah. Sweet. I definitely didn't know the video game reference.
Yeah. It's a good video game. It's on PlayStation 2, though.
This was fantastic, though, for Alicia Fox. This was, like, really her shining, for sure. Like,
they
the
let
match.
Her stay in the ring, after the ring, stand in the ring, and then, like you said, the backstage, they gave her, look, here you go. You want some time? Here you go.
And make the most of it, and she did. I tell you what, she's more compelling than Sasha Banks. Tell you that.
Let me read
the chat room. After you say
how would you not say that tonight? How would you not say that tonight?
I'll
let you have it tonight. she is really compelling because she's sort of being allowed to spread her wings. She's being allowed to think outside the box.
That's what I meant. Tonight, she was absolutely... It was her time to shine.
Like what you said was a blanket statement.
Yes, it did. It sounded like you was like Sasha Banks, we don't need to see her no more.
That is what it sounded like. Not with those words.
First off,
but
I did
with
not...
that inflection.
Thank you.
Jay, I didn't get raspy. We're gonna see her. No, I did not do that. My point was...
You like that again.
This was Alicia's spot, and it was compelling, and it was fun to see. That's all I meant.
Yeah. It worked out.
Yeah.
And she's selling shirts, slinging them hot shirts.
I'm crazy like a fox.
There you go.
What does the fox say?
I don't know. Foxes don't make noise, do they?
That was a song,
yeah,
John.
They do.
I know the song, bro.
Oh, wow. Moving on. This is a silly show.
And it's the best. It's the best. Why not? Why not, I ask you?
They're pumping nitrous oxide into this room as we speak.
We're really not this tickled.
Enzo Amore hits the ring and says he got screwed by Kurt Angle. It was his cruiserweight title. It still is. He's not happy about it. Kalisto hits the ring and, speaks a little bit of Spanish and says, you're wearing knockoff Gucci, but this Sunday I'm going to keep my title. And then he gets jumped from behind. I don't know how. I don't know why. There's no explanation. Maybe this Tuesday we'll get an explanation. Gulak, Daivari, Nice, and...
Noam Dar.
Noam Dar. So...
So it's like, Enzo has friends now, somehow.
Do those friends stick around when Cass come back? Is the question,
Oh, Cass is a long ways off.
I'm just saying.
Well, no, yeah, that's fair weather friends. You gotta watch out. Never trust the people who are with you in the good times. Always look for those who stay with you in the bad times.
This sounds like an alcohol fueled lesson in life, but you always take advantage of it.
You know what? However you learn the lessons, you make sure that you learn them well.
I did like the promo going back and forth. How Enzo kept trying to just belittle Kalisto. He was like, "Yo, you look like a big bad Beetleborg." Which I'm so bad that a lot of people did not catch that reference.
I missed it initially, but now you said it, I'm like, oh, that's really good.
He just kept calling him kid, this, that, and the third. And in actuality, Kalisto's a veteran compared to Enzo.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But in stature, there's a huge difference. Woo. That's
Well, to be fair, Enzo calls everyone kid, though, when he's riffing. Mm-hmm. So, I mean...
Yeah.
He doesn't look young, though.
No,
he's got an old face.
What, Kalisto?
No, Enzo. Enzo.
Oh, okay.
His cheeks are all sunken in. It's hidden by the beard, but he just looks... he looks weathered.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, maybe it was discussed in 205 Live, and please feel free to say in the chat room whether it was, but how did Enzo get a croup? Did he pay them?
He was talking about money. I got bills stacked as high as you.
So I think that was... They'd accept money. Money over ego.
My guess is it's going to be, and I think Graves may have mentioned this, the story is that they were upset that someone brand new got signed to the Cruiserweight division and got a title shot immediately. Is going to be my guess as the only reason why they attacked.
I need for second, money to be involved.
But that was the same thing with Enzo,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, just second only to Enzo Amore.
The Wait. Same thing as with Enzo. They're thinking about that with Kalisto. So it's like, that would make zero sense.
Look, I'm not saying it makes sense. I'm saying that's probably the reasoning.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Unless, your good point there, he's bragging about having all this money.
He did say, I got, I got 10 bands right now. Like, okay. First of all, nobody from the, unless you're from the hood, you don't know what a band is. Everybody's like, what's 10 bands? So he's got rubber bands on his wrist. What's his jeans like?
I mean, if you can get people to fear or respect you, then you buy them. Isn't that it? Are those the three ways?
It's the American way, clearly.
Yeah.
I mean, if we learn anything from the Locks, it's that money, power, respect is the key to life. There's a reference.
There we go.
There you go.
And I totally redeemed myself. Didn't like the song, but I heard it many, many times. So I don't. You're right. Maybe it's the money thing. That would probably make the most sense.
Okay.
For that. But I guess we'll find out. Maybe.
And then Mustafa Ali comes out. He gets whooped on.
He sure does.
He does a fair amount of whooping to begin with. He gets a damn good shot on everybody.
Yes, he does.
The numbers game catches up to him. It's 4-1.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens? See, that's the questions that go forward, because now you have, when you look at the Cruiserweight division as a whole, because that was basically all the Cruiserweights right there between these two segments. So now you have Kalisto and potentially Mustafa. I am so sorry.
No. That's what Enzo calls him. So you're in.
I'm sorry, bro.
Oh, by the way, Michael Blake, good point. The reason Kalisto got a title shot is because technically by rule, no one else was allowed to have one. So there goes that theory out the window. You're right. Thank you, Michael Blake.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But now you have those two, Mustafa and Kalisto, against Enzo, Dar, Daivari, and Nice. You need two more at least, and you don't have two more.
Because
they're all being used up. You have Rich Swann as Cedric Alexander with Jack Gallagher.
Well,
and
you got to believe this
Neville's
is
out.
Neville's out. Right.
Eventually, it's going to lead. But this is going to lead to a Cruiserweight Survivor Series match next month. Probably the whole division will be in it.
They could do
most
that.
Most likely,
they could definitely
I guess
do that.
It could be where we're
so
going.
It's all leading towards that. I think. Okay. So tag team title match. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that'd be a good match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Bar versus the Shield, and you know, physicality as you would expect. I really thought the Bar was going to take this, which would lead into the main event on Sunday and add a lot more intrigue to it, but Dirty Deeds for the W, and they retain. Any thoughts on this?
I'm with you.
Dean Ambrose was really good.
Yep.
I'm biased. Dean Ambrose was awesome. He brought it home. Yeah, I didn't think about that, but that would have been nice, actually, if the Bar had gotten the title, especially with what was with Portland making fun of Cesaro earlier. It's like, man, got his teeth like knocked in.
I want to see the T-shirt that the Shield had made of him. I want to see the shirt.
It's a good shirt. Man.
What happened?
You got a shirt? Twit
Superman.
Twit Superman.
With a list. Yeah.
Spelled out phonetically.
Twit Superman.
That's being sold.
Yes.
So wrong. It's so wrong.
Incredible. Well, my question is, I'm assuming he has not gotten the procedure yet.
No, he hasn't done, but he has to wear the mouth guard to protect his teeth.
That's why.
He's got it done.
And that's why he's speaking.
In the way like Mike Tyson with extra Mike Tyson.
It's ludicrous.
It's a little ridiculous.
But I love the fact that he's not afraid to speak and then he's owning it.
He sounds like he got a lot of peanut butter in his mouth, you know what I'm saying? But he's definitely going to tie it, you know what I'm saying? To hold the bar together. And Seamus is going to take his mohawk and they're going to be beautiful together. I swear to God, it's going to be Braun Strowman. It's going to be Miz.
I'm going to eat your children.
I'm going to eat your children, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to bite your heart. I'm going to take your soul out of your chest, okay?
I like how the audience was went back on the "you look stupid" chant.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, that's classic. It's like, oh, I remember this.
All right. So that match.
The bar, they had the potential to take it tonight. They really did. But there was a moment where there was miscommunication. It was absolutely, there was a moment where Sheamus caught him, and they were trying to set up for a double team, but he couldn't figure out what to do with Dean Ambrose. There was a miscommunication, a miscalculation. They hit what was basically the heart attack, but it was with such a pause that it allowed Dean Ambrose to kick out. It was the Bar's fault.
Yeah.
The Bar lost tonight.
There you
because
go.
Because they, for a moment, they forgot how to be a unified tag front. And that is why they didn't win the titles.
And that's they also the forgot that you cannot sleep on Dean Ambrose.
No, nope. You cannot.
Nope. That is the truth. So this next segment, I would like to play a little game called Whisper Down the Alley. and just give your thoughts one by one on this. So last week we saw.
What is that?
Did anybody?
What the hell is that? What are you talking about? What is Whisper Down the Alley?
You never heard that phrase?
Yeah, I want to know what that is.
It's a game. You never played the game Whisper Down the Alley? Are you kidding me?
What type of weird challenge?
That is the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
Johnny, it's weird. There's a bunch of people in a row, and you start off with a phrase, and you whisper it, and you see if the phrase gets
called. Johnny,
that's called telephone.
No, it's not.
You said telephone.
Oh, Johnny.
I'm sorry, I'm from the East Coast. It's called Whisper Down the Alley.
No, it's not. It's called telephone.
I'm from the East Coast. Well, kind of, mostly from the East Coast. It's called telephone.
Someone in chat roll needs to know Whisper Down the Alley. I swear, I'm not the only person who calls it that.
You are.
No, I'm not.
You got it.
Maybe in this room.
I think that's what Bray Wyatt plays.
Shout out to Marie Annette saying telephone. People are going to start saying telephone.
Whatever. I don't care. My point is.
You do.
Last week, we saw Sister Abigail, and that was something. So this week, Finn Balor.
It was something.
We see the demon. It's very Halloween themed. And he would speak, and then he would turn into the demon. Then he would speak again, the demon, speaking the demon. And this is leading up to the match. And Finn was, you know, he was trying to really feel it. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Robert Griffey. You know Whisper Down the Alley. That's right. Markia.
That's the only one in the chat room. Everybody else is going telephone.
Markia, your thoughts on the demonic message for Bray Wyatt.
Man, I usually like Finn Balor. Yeah, Balor. Sorry, all I'm thinking is Whisper Down the Alley. Okay, I usually like Finn's, you know, his mic work, but this was a little bit too much multimedia with live to make it work for me. It was just, all I could picture was this man just standing in the ring, making a face while waiting for, production to cut to Demon, to cut back for him to say something, to cut. And it was just, you know, just do the entire thing just on the screen, mm-hmm. or not have that, or have a Finn stand-in that, you know, have him saying something and then it goes dark and da-da-da, and then have the Finn stand-in standing there. I mean, if you're going to go that route, but this was just kind of awkward for me.
Whisper.
You gotta whisper it, please.
In my opinion, you cannot tease this sort of stuff. This is stuff that you have to just do and let it lie, because if you tease it and allow us and the general public to overanalyze it, we're gonna tear it to shreds.
That's kind of
and we are doing it right now, because you don't show the shark. Mm-hmm. The shark is made of rubber, and if you look at the shark too long, you realize it's made of rubber,
which is why Jaws was so great.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You do not see the shark. They do not show the shark.
Wait, are you talking like Happy Days when he's about to jump over?
No, not that shark.
Not that shark.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Although that's where Jump the Shark originated from.
Yeah.
Sure.
No, I'm talking about the movie Jaws. They do not show the shark.
I get it.
But for very limited amounts of time in the movie. And that it's in that way, you do not realize that the shark is actually really, it's rubber and it doesn't work very well.
I get it. Deep blue sea. Got it.
Yeah.
Jay, it's time for your whisper.
Okay, Jay, please. Whisper it. No one's whispered yet.
Well, listen. excuse me. Well, first off, when I saw the Finn Balor demon face, I felt like this was Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, the one no one cared about.
Good reference. Mm. Never heard of it.
So why would you say... I felt like, first of all, the production had no idea what to do, because the camera, which was supposed to be in the ring, turned to the crowd on an angle. No one knew what to do. Again, I agree with Markia. They should have did this whole thing backstage. Let this just been a backstage pre-recorded promo and let it been done. This was pointless the way they did it. Also, we get it. It's Halloween. I should not have, and I agree, Brandon, we should not have seen his face. We should not have seen it. You could have said the demon was coming or a different demon, but I didn't need you to look like a jack-o'-lantern with the same red, black, and white belts on your head. I don't understand this. Mm. I don't understand this whole angle anymore. Bray is now Sister Abigail.
What's that going to be on Sunday? He can't be wrestling as her.
Yes, he will. And that's going to be the problem.
You think so?
This is not going to be an intergender match, because they don't do those anymore. They don't do those.
He's not going to come with a veil over his head.
Oh, yes, the hell. This is Bray Wyatt. This dude now all of a sudden dresses like a hipster. This man went from dressing like Waylon Mercy from Cape Fear and Cape Fear when he started to going halfway, I'm losing my mind, to now being a hipster. You think him putting a veil and almost having lipstick on is a stretch from this dude? No. That is it. This is a program that everybody thought had potential, and then we're like, we lost the potential, and it's the week before SummerSlam.
It would have been nice if Sister Abigail was actual person.
Which was supposed to have been so many times.
Yeah, that would have worked more. You know what would have worked even better with this Finn thing? If they had thrown some production value behind it, have it happen in the woods. You know, do that. He walks behind a tree and he becomes, and then like you see like a shadowy figure and he's, you know, doing a demon-like thing. It's like, then that could have worked. And then we don't see the face, but we're like, oh, what's this? What's going on
here? They could have final deleted it. They could have actually really done some stuff with a lot of pre-pro and it would have been really solid. Mm-hmm. But now, you know the match is going to be good. The question is anyone... You know, and if Bray loses again, oh my God.
What do you mean if?
I don't know.
Let's just be honest. What do you mean? You think Bray Wyatt and Sister Abigail is going to win?
You know how it could be good if when he's Sister Abigail, his, like, it's a totally different toolbox that he's getting all of his wrestling moves from. Like, you feel like another person is in the ring.
Okay, I can see
like,
that.
Some crazy demonic figure. If we have that... This can work, but that's a lot of pressure on Bray Wyatt.
To be a whole new person. Take your entire moveset you've been doing and say, look, try not to do none of these. Mm-hmm. Don't do the back bend up. Don't do the crawl. Don't do the body throw off the ropes. Nothing like
that. Or if you do it, then do it like no one's ever done it before, including you.
Do your senton in a dress. I don't know. Something.
All I know.
It doesn't have to be a dress.
He's going to dress like Leatherface in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah.
With a veil on.
Okay.
Finn Balor is just going to be the same dude in orange and black makeup.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be it. There's going to be the lights. If the lights aren't orange, then this is all for nothing.
And Bray's already faced a demon once and lost. So.
Part of my problem with Finn's face paint is there's a girl who does that in Southern California already.
So. Oh, Sage Sin?
Sage.
She's great.
Yeah. Right. So I'm inoculated to that.
Let's hope that that's... Like you said, we should not see the same face again on Sunday. Let's hope not.
They have time to correct it. Yes. We have time to change it so that it's not what we already saw, which is probably... Which is not what we want. But we don't know what we want. But that's the problem. Don't tease anything. Or if you tease it, for God's sake, don't show us anything. So we can avoid conversations like this. I don't enjoy this.
And also,
I don't want this friggin' conversation.
Oh, goodness.
Also, Randy Orton burnt up Sister Abigail. We forget about this, right? The spirit of Sister Abigail.
This is no more than 6 months ago.
He literally set the house on fire.
Remember in SmackDown?
Oh, SmackDown.
Before WrestleMania, Randy Orton lit up Bray's
house. Yeah. So Sister Abigail should be not even a thing happening, but you know what?
Well, maybe she was attached to the house and she was released. I don't know.
All right, we got to zip through a bunch of stuff. Mickey James and Bayley taking on Alexa Bliss and Emma. Mickey's just crushing it left and right. Bayley takes out Emma. Mick kick for the win. Curtis Axel, he gets convinced by Braun and the Bar to go find Roman Reigns because he wants to beat him up. This was great. I enjoyed this.
That's called getting
sent
up.
Getting sent off.
Just Braun saying, you should go find him then.
He was all spiffy. He's just straight down the
hallway. He's got to go fight the Shield in a suit. Yeah you're looking good. You ready to fight three grown men in that suit?
There you go.
That's a great idea. You do it, kid. You
in
got
him.
You can take him. You got this. We believe in you.
And once again, The Miz just crushing it. He comes to pep talk everyone. Where's Axel? And they say, went to go beat up Roman Reigns. And Miz just goes, excuse me. And leaves. Fantastic work. And then Mickey James talking to Charlie. And she gets emotional here, which is really great. So, you know, the words of Alexa cut deep. But, you know, my son is my world. He's 3 years old. And there's nothing more that I would love to take the Raw Women's title home to him to be champion for the 7th time. Like I said, I can't get enough Mickey James. She's knocking out of the park. And
she's the only woman I think that could actually vibe for the championship at this point.
Agreed.
It's not a very deep roster, but she is making her presence felt.
She's believable. I hope everyone on the roster is watching Mickie James and how she works, not only in the ring, but also in the mic. When she speaks, you believe it. The only other person on the roster right now that I believe when she speaks is Alexa. No one else to me is really believable right now.
I believe Bayley, though. I do.
Okay. All right.
You want to say it's hokey or whatever, but she's genuine.
That's
totally
her.
Totally believe
she's very
that
genuine.
Is her.
You're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very genuine. That's true. I'll get you on that one. Let's see. Oh, Miz finds Curtis Axel hanging upside down. Renee Young, asked him about that, and he said, well, he was never our fifth man, which right away, you know, something weird's going
to
happen.
And then he leaves him there on the floor to be scraped up and discarded.
Well, he's not a medical professional, you know, so...
And there's a lot of people around him to help, so, you know.
Yeah,
he's got a match to watch.
He sucks.
He's training staff. You know, Mr. Raj, you know the risk.
Everybody who teams with him ends up getting their ass kicked and then completely thrown to the curb. Does no one learn a lesson?
Hey, man, he's an A-lister.
Okay, that's a tall order. He's an A-lister on this show.
As far as his
film career is concerned, he's got some growth that he should definitely take advantage of.
Well,
and I've already said it before, but I mean, backtracking just a little bit. I'm really hoping that Mickie gets the title for this Sunday, because then I want her to go versus Asuka, and then Asuka to get the title from her, and then no holds barred for everybody. It's like,
super
what?
Great. Totally dig that.
Shake up everything.
So main event time, we're going to take a few extra minutes here to get through this. Braun Strowman, Roman Reigns, steel cage match, as you would expect. A lot of violence here. Amazing moment when Roman starts to climb out. The bar comes down. The shield comes down. They start brawling all the way to the back. Braun makes Roman come back to the top of the cage and then suplexes him. Woof. That was scary.
The devil may care. That was a devil may care kind of suplex. That was the work of a man who did not want to lose to his arch nemesis.
That's one of those called it in the back, like, what you think about this suplex off the top of this cage? What's this, just raw? Yeah.
It was amazing, though.
I mean, it really was just a superplex, but the way he just snatched his head and it was all that. It's like, we're friggin' going, man.
It's like, this is happening now. Oh, God. It was just one of those, you know, snatch your mouth moments.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. That was a phenomenal moment for sure.
Braun Strowman they're putting Braun in all of the most physically demanding matches you can, just to show how much of a monster he is. He's been in the past 2 months, at least 2 steel cages, last man standing matches, everything. They're like, yo, you just gonna run through people.
Yeah.
And then the way this ended, Johnny.
Well, more violence occurs, and Roman Reigns, as he hits the spear on Braun Strowman, the lights go red, and you hear the church organs, and it's that damn demon, never thought I'd say that again, climbs up through the canvas and chokeslams Roman Reigns a few times. It's Kane. It's Kane.
My God! My God! It's Kane!
I mean, I know y'all were disappointed, so I like this. This is good.
Look,
it's
why
not?
It was surprising.
Like I said before, I at first I was like, oh, is that Undertaker? Oh, it's not Undertaker. Oh, okay. Well, okay. You know? Yeah.
I don't think if we would have got Taker for the go-home show for TLC... The WWE is in trouble somewhere if they would have had to use Taker. But, like, they said, hey, Mark, listen, I know you playing with the kids, but can you do us one favor? Can you bring your glove in your hand and just stick it up through the ring at least and pull Roman down?
Well, here's the thing, though. And Tina Key's great point here in chat roll. She says, I wish I was joking, but Roman versus Kane buried alive for Survivor Series. That way Roman can say he retired them both.
If that happens, I can see that. If they go that route. Mm-hmm. Because, of course, you know what the announcement's about to be tomorrow that's going to lead for Raw with Jinder challenging Brock. So...
Huh?
Oh, yeah. You didn't hear that's the main event of Survivor Series?
Excuse me?
Jinder Mahal, the WWE champion, will be challenging the WWE Universal Champion in a champion versus champion, no titles on the line match for Survivor Series. So
that's
now,
not going to happen.
I have $500 right now.
I have no idea. Yeah.
That is the main event for Survivor Series.
I'm good with it because I like Jinder. But you have to get eaten.
Because that means now when they go, because what is going to be the traditional Survivor Series matches then? You know, because you're gonna have things like that. But who knows what they're gonna do?
Well, right now we got 3-on-5. We have the Shield versus the Bar, Miz, Braun, and Kane. So if the Shield comes out on top here, those other five are not gonna be made to look very good. But wow, it's gonna be a main event. And a TLC match as well, right, Murphy?
Yeah, TLC.
Yeah. So it's gonna be wild.
Which, you know, think about it. I kinda wanted the Shield to go up against like a number of tag teams anyway. This is the next best thing.
And all of them at once.
And there's gotta be some explanation. You know, Kane was part of the Shield's first match 5 years ago. You know, WrestleMania 30, the Shield destroyed Kane and the New Age Outlaws in 2 minutes and 56 seconds. So I guess there's enough, you know, fire and brimstone for Kane to say why he wants to beat up the Shield, I'm assuming.
I don't know. He's Kane. He can do what he wants.
That's true.
You can't stop him. He just comes up through the floor.
So we are now clocking at 3 demons for
Oh,
Rock,
my God. You're
right?
Sure right.
We got a 3-demon count.
So 3-demon, no mercy.
Yeah.
This is the Halloween show.
It's going to be this Sunday, and we're all looking forward to it. Let's all put ourselves over. Jay Washington, go.
Yeah, find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Mr. Jay Washington, MrJayWashington. Make sure you check out the Trusty Sidekick podcast on iTunes everywhere. Check out my website, jaywashington.com.
All right. Boxcar Superstar.
Yeah, thank you. At True Hobo on the Twitter and the Instagram. At NXT.Spreadshirt.com, buy shirts.
Mark Kia McCarty.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Mabed McCarty. That's MarkeiMccarty. And yeah, and join us for Marvel Movie News tomorrow. That'll be 2 p.m. on Popcorn Talk. We will be talking the Black Panther trailer and New Mutants and everything. We'll be talking everything, but mostly Black Panther. So join us.
Amazing. Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. We have a taping this Sunday. It's been incredible. Our debut on the CW was very successful. If you no matter where you live in the country, check your local CW listings. We might be airing by you every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. So this Sunday, we have a live television taping. Also, Championship Wrestling from Arizona, our next big event, Saturday, October 28th. Alberto El Patron will be part of those tapings. There's also an 8-man tournament to determine the brand new Arizona Heavyweight Championship. So if you live anywhere near Phoenix, you should definitely come out to that show as well. Otherwise, go to QuastoAlbum.com, pick up my new comedy album. And if you're in Atlanta, I am at the Punchline this weekend with my friend Rachel Feinstein. So it's going to be a good weekend there. So guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Follow Mark Warzeka at Mark Warzeka. We love you. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
And stuff.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.